CPR 48 for the week ending July 22nd, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wasteland, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. Let's kick it off with a man, the Reverend!
Of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
The 8-track tape, the willing and a good time to wanna be inside. My mama wanna watch that TV all day.
Yeah. and piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down! Campground Pirate Radio.
Well, I'm feeling down.
Said I earn again, yeah.
But let me play love.
Good enough for me. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive, shuck and jive, better than granddad can. All the good times that he had, even when the times were sad, was good enough for granddad. Yes, yeah. All the good times that he had, if they were good enough for granddad, they're good enough for me.
Out there, folks, this is your old pal Uncle Waldo welcoming you back to another jam-packed episode of Campground Pirate Radio. Hey, listen, before I get anywhere here, I want to send a shout out to Primitive Manhand Inc. He or they were really nice enough to buy Waldo a beer. Hey, listen, if you all want to help out with the show, just jump over to campgroundpirateradio.com, take a look at the right-hand side. You know, we got like the $8 Buy Waldo a six-pack thing, which really helped me out with buying music and taking care of the equipment and all that good stuff. But, you know, if $8 a month is too much, I got a $4 and a $2 there available as well. Hey, but again, thanks to Primitive Manhand Inc. for becoming a premium camper. Some of you longtime listeners may have noticed here, I'm kind of replaying a few songs. Well, this is because this is kind of a best of here of the past year. You know, it's been almost a year we've been on the air here. So I'm playing some of my favorite music. Now let's get back into the surf. This is the Blue Demons. We'll be right back.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And the target of my ire this week is Maureen Dowd in particular, and the so-called mainstream media's punditocracy in general. I opened my newspaper this weekend to see her commenting on the Michelle Bachmann family leader controversy, thanking several other Republican candidates for not signing that egregious pledge, replete with racist language, suggesting that a slave child was better off, at least in terms of their likelihood of being raised by both parents, than a black child born today. Furthermore, the pledge ultimately required its signers to commit to eradicating all forms of pornography, an absurd idea in this internet age, never mind the First Amendment issues or the fact that the adult entertainment industry is a multi-billion dollar business that supplies the world with 90% of its content straight from the San Fernando Valley in Southern California, USA. But what really grinds my gears is the fact that Maureen Dowd saw fit to congratulate everyone but Gary Johnson and Ron Paul. Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, was way ahead of the curve on this one, coming out almost immediately after Bachman's public statement regarding her pledge to say, in part, that the so-called marriage vow pledge that family leader is asking Republican candidates for president to sign attacks minority segments of our population and attempts to prevent and eliminate personal freedom. This type of rhetoric is what gives Republicans a bad name. Governments should not be involved in the bedrooms of consenting adults. I have always been a strong advocate of liberty and freedom from unnecessary government intervention into our lives, and this pledge is nothing short of a promise to discriminate against everyone who makes a personal choice that does not fit into a particular definition of virtue. Now, you can't get more unequivocal than that. Yet Dowd ignores him entirely. She also left out the fact that Ron Paul refused to sign the pledge as well, citing problems with the vow's language. As if the man wasn't on his third run for the White House, with a multi-million-dollar campaign war chest and the winner or top finisher in every single straw poll he's entered so far this year. So why the media blackout? Both Ron Paul and Gary Johnson have been declared candidates for the Republican nomination longer than several of the other candidates mentioned in the article. These pundits attempt to cynically manipulate our perceptions with grave lies of commission and omission, as if we didn't have access to the internet where we can fact-check them at a moment's notice. And that technology cuts both ways. There's simply no fucking way she didn't know about Gary Johnson and Ron Paul's reaction to the pledge. There's no way she didn't know they were declared candidates for the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States. And there's no excuse for her to leave it out other than naked partisanship. The bottom line is, you can't trust these people on TV or in the papers. They offer their opinions and they pretend to be fully informed, but they are willfully ignorant of anything outside the narrow confines of mainstream opinion. Ron Paul and Gary Johnson are against the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, as well as the war on drugs here at home. They advocate a massive reduction in the size and scope of government and a hands-off approach to the states, respecting the idea of federalism with each state being a laboratory of democracy. They stand for individual freedom, civil liberties, and an end to the American empire. So naturally, as far as the Maureen Dowds of the world are concerned, they don't even exist.
sad man tone. From a sad man sad man. We'll be right back.
spend a moment in your uncle's lap.
I was going through puberty, and my mom spanked me while I was naked in the shower.
And you had pubes.
It was a cold shower. We didn't have hot water in the house at the time.
Do you think your mom was embarrassed?
I don't fucking care. She was... Let's not even talk about it, Ryan.
Do you think, like, she went back into her room and was like, well, I did that, and I couldn't stop because I was halfway through.
No, she...
My son has pubes.
All right, here's what happened. Out of context, I'm sure it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
However, what actually happened, we just moved into a new house.
Right. You and your pubes?
Me and my pubes and the rest of my family.
Did your pubes get their own room, or did you share a room?
I only had probably, like, 6 or 7 pubes.
They got a drawer.
But I was real proud of them. I had, like, 6 or 7 pubes.
You had some sprouts?
And I had one real long pube that I had gotten when I was, like, 9.
Who was the elder?
Yeah, because I showed my dad.
Other pubes gathered round in a
town,
circle.
The town elder of the base of your cock.
No, I showed my dad. I showed my dad one day, and he was like, "Oh, it's just wild hair. Don't worry about him."
Why did you have to show your dad your pubes?
I don't fucking know. I was like 8 or 9. I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And it was like midway down my shaft.
When you were like, I think we've talked about this, but like. When you're like 6 or 7, you ever like see an old man in the shower in a shower type situation camping? You're like, oh God, I hope my nuts never look like that. You're like, well, that is the grossest, hairiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You don't know what you're looking at. You just don't fully understand.
They're stretched out so much that the hair doesn't even like, it doesn't look like it's hairy. It's like
cartoon hair. It's like really far away from each other.
Like if I drew a ball sack right now and just like random, like I got too lazy to draw all the hairs.
Yeah.
That's what they look like. Yeah. No, but we moved into this house, and we didn't have, we had just moved in. I had school the next day, and we didn't have electricity in the house yet. So we didn't have hot water, and I didn't want to take a shower. My mom wanted me to take a shower.
Sure.
And we didn't have a shower curtain either. So I didn't want to take
because
a shower.
Because you had good parents.
So she drugged me in the shower and made me take a cold shower.
She
naked.
Drugged you in the shower?
She drugged me in by my ear.
Oh, okay.
And I got in the cold water. And I was naked and crying, and she spanked me because I kept trying to get out. And then she made me watch, or she watched me as I had to soap and shampoo myself.
That's the weird part. Is that just to make sure you did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Or was she like smoking a cigarette?
Legs crossed in the corner, in a dark corner, smoking a cigarette.
I was okay with it until she dropped her panties.
Do it. Do a simo.
That big pube. Let me see.
From yourunclelab.com.
hear what? I don't hear anything unusual.
A sort of strange, haunting music. It's been coming in on an interstellar frequency, softly intermittent, but at regular intervals, as though it were a message, perhaps a call for help.
We'll be right back. like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened.
Great song. That was The Creep Show and Zombies Ate Her Brain. God, I love that one. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been kind of a limited interruption thing. I just like turned on some of my favorite tunes from all the past, God, it's 47, 48 shows now here, and just decided to let them play. By the way, if you look at the calendar, we're about two shows away from not only our 50th show, but our 1 year anniversary. Yep, that's right. Campground Pirate Radio is almost a year old. Good God, where's the time blown? We need to do something special for that show. So if anybody's got some good ideas, why don't you jump over to our Facebook fan page? We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans on Facebook. Just dive on there, leave a comment on the main page there. You know, let me know what you want to hear for the big 50th. That's going to be interesting. A 50th anniversary? No, it's going to be the 50th show and the 1 year anniversary. Either way, go ahead and jump on the page. Let me know what you're going to want to hear for that specialized show. Hey, listen, you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. And listen, like Primitive Manhand Inc., if you guys want to help out the show, jump over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Look over on the right-hand side. You'll see Buy Waldo a Beer. So before I take off into that... Well, it looks like right now it's a very sloppy-looking western sunset. Boy, it's raining like hell out here. But before I take on off, I want to leave you guys with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hey, here's an old song from a whole bunch of shows ago. This is Los Infernos, Lucky Few. Y'all have a good one now. I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
You can be what you are. All up to you. Tell yourself it's okay. Be the lucky few.
first 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back? Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.